Introduction Panel, Krise auf der Balkanroute.
Migration has happened on the so-called Balkans route since a long time. During the long summer of migration in 2015, the migration movements along this route achieved far-reaching visibility and were in the spotlight of medial attention. Instead of choosing the dangerous route crossing the Mediterranean Sea to Italy, since at least 2015, more and more people decided to make their way via Turkey to Greece. After their arrival in Greece, many of them headed north. Greece did not register anybody on arrival and let all pass. In summer 2015, also the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, in short FIRUM, and Serbia decided to no longer stop people on their way to Europe, but let them pass with 72-hour transit visas. Instead of holding people back, they even made buses and trains available for a fast journey through their territory. A first attempt from FIRUM to not let migrants cross their border failed due to protests of the people on the move. Thus, the Dublin system was practically suspended, which meant that a, though much criticized, foundation pillar of the European migration control gave way. For many people, it was now possible to move freely through Europe. Europe, which before had relied on exclusion, now declared the so-called refugee crisis. In contrast, anti-racist activists used the term the long summer of migration, during which the European migration policy collapsed again and again. The Dublin system. The Dublin regulations determine that within the EU state where someone first entered EU territory or was registered is responsible for the provision of that person's asylum application. Because there are just about no legal possibilities for refugees to arrive directly to Germany or other states of Central Europe, the majority of refugees has to apply for asylum in countries at the edges of Europe, mostly in Greece, Spain or Italy. Thus, in theory, only a few countries within the EU are responsible for the care and acceptance of refugees. In real life, however, this system does not work, and refugees move through different countries during their asylum procedures, looking for long-term perspectives. Many deportations in Europe do not return refugees to their countries of origin, but to the EU country where the person was registered first.